أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما منا إلا له مقام معلوم وإنا لنحن الصافون وإنا لنحن المسبحون وَإِنْ كَانُوا لَيَقُولُونَ لَوْ أَنَّ عِنْدَنَا ذِكْرًا مِنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ لَكُنَّا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ الْمُخْلَصِينَ فَكَفَرُوا بِهِ فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَلَقَدْ سَبَقَتْ كَلِمَتُنَا لِعِبَادِنَا الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِنَّهُمْ لَهُمُ الْمَنْصُورُونَ وَإِنَّ جُنْدَنَا لَهُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ فَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ حَتَّى حِينٍ وَأَبْصِرْهُمْ فَسَوْفَ يُبْصِرُونَ أَفَبِعَذَابِنَا يَسْتَعْجِلُونَ فَإِذَا نَزَلَ بِسَاحَتِهِمْ فَسَاءَ صَبَاحُ الْمُنذَرِينَ وَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ حَتَّى حِينٍ وَأَبْصِرْ فَسَوْفَ يُبْصِرُونَ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
And the Malaika say that every one of us has an appointed position, and we are well arranged in rows, and we do glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mushriks had taken the malaika and the jinnat as gods, whereas the jinnat themselves know that they also have to be raised for resurrection and judgment. They are like any other ordinary servants, like all other servants will be raised up for judgment and resurrection, they will also be raised. And the malaika also show their helplessness and their servitude before Allah Ta'ala, saying that we all have appointed positions. So we cannot move away from our positions. Positions have been appointed and assigned to us. We remain in the position that has been assigned to us, showing their servitude and showing that they are like other servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in fact more obedient. And the obedience is seen in the way they arrange themselves in straight rows at the time of prayer, glorifying Allah Ta'ala. And these mushriks used to say that had we received message and the advice and admonition from the people of old, then we would have been good servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that this word, the message of Allah Ta'ala, and advice has come to them, now when it came to them, then they reject it. So they will soon understand the consequence of their actions. Our decree is already passed in our servants sent by us, that they will definitely be helped and assisted. And it is our forces that must prevail, our armies that must prevail. So turn away from them for some time, and see how they fare. وَأَبْصِرْهُمْ فَصَوْفَ يُبْصِرُونَ. See their futures, see how they fare, and they will also see their own ends. Are they hurrying up, seeking our punishment? Are they seeking to hurry up our punishment? And when this punishment does fall in their lands, then evil and miserable is the mourning of those who had been warned but not, who had been warned and not taken heed. Now they are seeking to hurry the punishment upon themselves, but when the punishment really falls, then what a terrible, miserable morning those people that had been warned but hadn't taken heed. So turn away from them for some time and go, keep on watching them, and they will also see the consequence of their own actions. Glory be to your Rabb, the Rabb of honor. He is high and pure against what they ascribe to him. And salams upon all the Rasuls of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and praise upon Allah ta'ala, and praise be to Allah ta'ala, the Rabb of the worlds. These are the three concluding verses of Surah As-Saffat, as though it has encapsulated the entire content of the surah. First, declaring the purity and the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala against what the mushriks ascribe to him. Then, speaking about those selected servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, appointed by Allah ta'ala, that they remain constant and committed. So the salams of Allah ta'ala will go on raining upon them till the end of time. For their continuous dedication and commitment, they get a continuous reward and salutations and salams upon them right till the end of time. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, and praise be to Allah Ta'ala, the Rabb of the worlds. Rasulullah used to recite these three verses at the end of the Salah. And the hadith also encourages that these three verses be recited after every sitting, every gathering, and says that any person, once his rewards to be weighed in full measure, then at the end of every gathering, every sitting, then he should recite these three verses: Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifun, wa Salamun Ala Al Mursaleen, walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Saad, by the Quran full of admonition and advice. This word of Allah Ta'ala is definitely true. But the unbelievers, they are steeped in self-glory. They are steeped in arrogance and a path of separation. Arrogance and self-glory is the very root of all sin. Every sin starts off from this arrogance. So, the one that is arrogant and proud, he is steeped in his self-glory, then he is not worried about seeing what is true, what is right. Whereas the truth is so clear, it is easy to decipher the truth, it is easy to work out the path that is righteous, the path of righteousness, it is not difficult. But those that are steeped in arrogance, then they don't wish to follow a common path, a simple path that is followed by people and the multitudes. They don't wish to walk that path. Rather, they feel to themselves that if we are going to walk this path that is walked by the people commonly, then we will not be distinguished persons in our community. We will not be outstanding people. So we need to start off something else, so that we be distinguished and we be recognized. So this self-glory, this is the thing that has consumed them, and on account of that, they have gone into a path of separation. So they wanted to be distinguished, they wanted to be recognized and identified by one and all, so they moved away from the straight path, went on to a path of separation. So Allah Ta'ala speaks about these unbelievers, they are really steeped in arrogance and a path of separation. The importance of humbling oneself, when one recognizes the truth, sees the truth, makes an effort to see the truth, and thereafter remains committed to this. Otherwise, then you become a prey to your own arrogance, your self-glory, and then when you become a victim to this, then you are fighting for your own recognition, your own honor, and own self-glory. Then you move away onto a different path, path of separation, looking for your own doctrines, own ways. Many were the generations that were destroyed before them. Then at the end, then did they cry, and the punishment of Allah Ta'ala eventually landed in their, when it descended in their lands, then they went crying, shouting. But they went shouting and crying at a time where there was no escape. And really presently these people are surprised that a warner should come to them from amongst them. And the unbelievers say this is an imposter, a magician, a liar. Does he make all gods into one single god? Indeed, this is a very surprising, wonderful thing. وَانْطَلَقَ الْمَلَأُ مِنْهُمْ And the leaders amongst them, they moved away saying, go away and remain dedicated firmly to your gods. This is a thing that has an agenda. It has got another design. There's something else that has been intended here. We haven't heard of this in the religions of the past. This is just a made-up, fabricated thing. Of all people, should this message come to him, of all people amongst us, should this message and word be descended upon such a person, rather they are in doubt about my message and about my admonition. In fact, they haven't yet tasted my azab.